Stephen Wayne, the chairman. They've really sold the club to us, and they're saying that their ambitions are extremely high and everything's in place off the field to take the club places. So, you know, we're obviously excited to be a part of that and to take them to them places where they want to go. It's not going to happen overnight. Obviously, stepped up from Northwest County's First Division, and it's a big step up to the Premier Division. And then the step up to the EvoStick North is an even bigger step. So, you know, we're under no illusions. There's only one team that can get promoted as well, which always makes it even more difficult. But listen, you know, wherever me and Blackie have been, we've been successful in different ways under different circumstances. And, you know, we can't wait to be a part of this football club because, you know, it's a club that's run by proper football people and everything's in place to achieve things.
Clearly, they'll be disappointed with the start to the season and the way it's gone so far. But I guess being able to come in relatively early after just a month will be a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, listen, you know, I was disappointed with how things started at the Prescott Cables, and you know, I've left there very, very early in the season, and you know, I'm grateful to Steve who made contact to give us an opportunity to get straight back in the dugout. And you know, it's the same with Darwin. You know, things have been done early. You know, I'd like to put on record a thanks to Nick and Nick Lloyd and the job that he did last season, winning promotion and winning the cup. And you know, he's still a part of the club, and look forward to talking to him and getting his idea on things as well. But yeah, it's the league's still there. You know, obviously there hasn't been many points to play for at the minute, and you know, we're confident that we can come in, and you know, we'll be looking to finish as high as we can this season.
Yeah, I was going to say, short term, is it just to consolidate and kind of get things on an even keel and then see where you can go from there?
Yeah, you know, the talks that we've had, we want this to be a longer term project. You know, it's we're committed to the football club, and you know, me and Blackie, we'd love to be here for the long term. And you know, the club are saying the same thing, so hopefully, you know, we can keep our end of the bargain, and you know, that's the only way you can really build something, by having a bit of continuity. And you know, we're looking forward to having that situation, really.
And it's a bit of a hotbed at this level of football in this part of the world. I guess there's a real potential, isn't there? We've spoken a lot of times to Wayne Wilde, the chairman, and various other people at the club, about feeling there is a lot of potential, and they're trying to build from the ground up with young kids all the way up to people who've been coming for many years.
Yeah. Listen, you know, you've seen the crowd that they got for the playoff final last season. I think there was just under 1,000 people there. So it shows that if the club are being successful on the pitch, people will come through the gate. And, you know, me and Neil Black, we like our teams to play attractive football, you know, concentrate on our team rather than worrying about the other team. And, you know, people enjoy the way we set our teams up. So, you know, if people want to come down and enjoy a game of football, you know, that's one thing that they can be guaranteed of. And it'd be great to get the local people down. And, you know, obviously the more fans that there are through the gate, the better the players can play. You know, it gives the players a massive lift to have a good following.
Yeah, and just lastly, you mentioned leaving Prescott Cables, and obviously that happened early in the season. On a personal level, do you feel like this kind of wrongs to right and things to put right in this new job and having got this opportunity so quickly?
There's definitely no wrongs to put right. We've, you know, me and Blackie have been successful wherever we've been, and we'll continue to do so under certain circumstances. That only success is measured in different ways. But no, there's, you know, we're confident in our ability, and you know, if the lads buy into it and they believe in what we're doing, you know, we'll be successful. And I make no bones about saying that, you know, we will be successful in what we do.